glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 3rd, 2014. And before I introduce our special guest, so stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, I want to point out that Founders Week begins tonight at 7 p.m. on WGNN. So those of you that are used to hearing Mark and Friends re-aired at 7:32 in the evening, that will be preempted as we'll begin with the opening night of Founders Week, live coverage from the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago. The theme for this year's Founders Week is Be Holy, and the coverage will go from 7 to about 9 p.m. tonight. So opening night for Founders Week on WGNN, so our three frequencies, 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM, will be carrying the Founders Week live coverage. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, the morning sessions will go 9:30 to noon, and tomorrow will be led off by Gary Chapman, and then also hosted by Wes Stanford. So you're in for some great Bible teaching, worshipful music. You'll feel a part of things as this is live coverage from the Moody Memorial Church. Many of you are familiar with Founders Week, so we're glad to be able to provide that here on Great News Radio. Also, this Friday, we begin our Genesis study. We'll be covering, for the most part, chapters 1 and 2. Maybe we'll get into chapter 3. There'll be five sessions beginning this Friday, February 7th, and then on the 21st. And then March 7th and the 21st, and then April 4th. So there'll be five gatherings, and you're all welcome. There's a $10 cost, but if that's a problem, we'll cover it for you. We'd just love to have you come out and study God's Word together. We'll be gathering at Judah Christian School in Champaign on Prospect Avenue, 6:30 to 8 p.m. beginning this Friday. So call right away. We want to make sure we have enough materials printed out for you. So call us at 217-367-7777. Get registered, and it'll be a five-week session through the first few chapters of Genesis, and we highly recommend it. My Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, will facilitate the teaching, and I'll be there to keep things fun and interesting and keep things on time. So we'll begin promptly at 6:30, concluding by 8 p.m. at Judah Christian School in Champaign. If you want to register or you need more information, 217-367-7777. Well, I'm very delighted to introduce these two friends of mine. I met them, I guess, about 2 or 3 months ago during an Alpha course that was being held at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign. And I was intrigued by the course because they were reaching out to international students, those that were interested in knowing more about Christianity. And the outreach was to about, I guess, 30, 40, 50 different international students. A number of them were Chinese, but there were some others from India and Korea and some other countries. But two that I got to know, because I attended 6 of the 8 sessions, was a couple, and his name was Jing Jing, and her name was Fairy. So welcome to our studios this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to hear.
I got to see both of you attend these Alpha courses, which is like an evangelistic outreach. We'd have a dinner together, and then there was a time where there was a video presentation, and then we'd break off into two different rooms. A number of the students would come into one room with Helen and Milo, and they would give the English version of how to answer questions, and then another group would stay with Holly, and she would speak to them in Chinese and share. And you both attended those sessions, and I know God was doing a work in your life, Fairy, just as you would ask a lot of great questions. And Jing Jing, as you continued to be a part of things, it was great to just to get to know you. Yesterday we had lunch at the Texas Roadhouse, and I got to hear some more of your love story and sharing, and I thought, oh, you guys got to come to the studio and share a little of your life, because you've been in the United States for a couple years. Jing Jing, you're currently working on a postdoc in chemistry at the University of Illinois, so you're obviously pretty bright. You have your PhD. So how do you like the University of Illinois?
Oh, it's a good place. I like it.
You like it, and I know you work really hard, and I think your department has a lot of Chinese. You speak pretty openly Chinese to everyone but the instructor, I think?
Yes.
And, Fairy, I know you recently were taking courses at Parkland College, but you got your bachelor's in chemistry in China, then you got a master's in law, and now you're kind of looking to see what the Lord might do with your skills and talents?
Yes. I was looking for and considering what I can do with my degrees.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys are, I guess, in a little bit of transition. You're studying, and then you're looking just for different opportunities. But the exciting thing, and one of the reasons why I asked you to be a part of today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, is you've been on a faith journey, Ferry, the last few months. And in fact, I think a little over a month ago, were baptized.
Yes, I was baptized on December 29th.
December 29th, so yeah, just a little over a month ago. And what was exciting as I attended this Alpha course at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church was just some of the interesting questions that you and the others would ask. And I sat there, I think I shared some over the air a month or two back. Here were these international students that grew up not knowing what many of us in the United States grew up with: Sunday school, going to church, hearing about Jesus, having people read the Bible to us. A lot of that was fairly new to you. And so when you would ask questions, now how does the Holy Spirit work? And what's this about the sin of Adam and Eve? Why do we have to fall under their sin or their wrong steps? And you would ask things like, might Jesus come back in another person or reincarnation? I mean, different things that I thought, wow, I've never heard people ask these different questions. But what I was intrigued by and encouraged by is you were both were just seeking to have questions answered. And so you were open to learning more about Christianity and some of the culture and things about the Bible. And so I was always looking forward to coming each and every week. And so you were beginning a faith journey. I know Helen and Milo were a part of it. Jennifer Goran was a part of it. But what was it like coming to the United States a little over a year ago, almost 2 years ago, and adapting to our culture and then learning about Christianity? So maybe take us through a little of your journey.
Actually, it started from the time I hadn't been here. Before I came here, my husband had already been here for about 3 months. When we talked on telephone, and he said there were some friends going to church and meeting a pastor, and he thought I could join them because I might make some friends and learn much more about Christian. So I think the journey started from the time I arrived in USA. But at the beginning, I was introduced to a pastor who came from Singapore. He was a very good man. He helped a lot of international students, especially for Chinese international students. But I didn't realize that I would become a Christian at that time. And the pastor has a Bible study every Sunday at his home. So we don't go to a church, and we talked about Bible sometimes. And a few weeks later, a lot of friends talked together, and we felt a little pressure with that pastor, because when he asked us if we wanted to be a Christian, when some people replied with no, he felt a little unpleased.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So at that time, I was confused. I felt Christian people were very good, but they also made me a little nervous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I talked with a friend. Maybe I would rather go to a church, a real church, to know what it is really about, what it looks like, you know. So that friend introduced me to Milo and Helen. So at the first day I met them, I went to the church with them. From that time, I learned a lot.
And I think what's beautiful about Helen and Milo, you probably didn't feel pressured to have to accept or believe
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. You know, at that time, I couldn't speak English very fluently. Very good, very well. And they were very nice to me. They spoke to me very slowly. After 3 or 4 times, I listened to the speech of Pastor Herb. I really learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And I talked about what I was feeling, you know, before I went to the church. Helen told me that don't be so nervous. We welcome everyone to come. Even you are not a Christian or you refuse to be a Christian, don't be hesitant to come. I felt very comfortable. And I knew I wanted to know more about that, but obviously I couldn't make my decision at that time. I knew few about that. So I kept going to the church. Mm-hmm. I kept learning. And the good thing was I loved the worship as well as the conversation class. Actually, I entered the conversation class. Besides, I worship with Helen and Milo. I learned a lot of American culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the foundation, because I couldn't learn religion without any other cultural things. So after I learned how American thinks, how American behave in their lives,
mm-hmm.
so I felt that I could understand this religion more. So I decided to take the Alpha class when Helen invited me. Actually, before that, we had some Bible studies on Wednesday. So I knew some stories or some information in the Bible, but that's not very complete a story. So I think I can...
And most of this was all new to you, because
was very
you didn't grow
new
up reading
me.
The Bible or hearing about Jesus, right?
No. I heard Jesus just a few days before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took the Alpha course. It was a really good course. I learned, because in every class we talked the specific topic. I loved that man who was speaking that video.
Oh, yeah, he's from like England. I can't think of his name, but he's very colorful, but a great Bible teacher and very animated and very biblical. And he takes you through these concepts, which I was blessed each and every time. But after that presentation, then we'd go into a small group. And I was just always intrigued by your forthright questions. Just you were trying to learn and figure out how Christianity worked and who this Jesus was. And so you were always asking good questions. When did Jennifer Garan also come alongside you and maybe teach you some things?
Oh, what I want to mention that is before the Alpha course, many friends told me that religion is very boring. But in that course, I found that actually, it was very interesting, and that man talks in a very interesting way. And after the Alpha course, Helen asked me that if I was ready. So I started to consider that, to think about it very seriously.
And ready to maybe follow Jesus or accept him in your heart?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I started to think about it very seriously. Actually, I felt very nervous when she asked me.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid that something happened before happened again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I knew that if I decided to believe in Jesus, it shouldn't be the reason of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It should come from my own heart. So I think it's always good to talk about it with some friends. So I asked Helen if she can talk with me. She said, yes, we can talk about it on Wednesday. But a few minutes later, I met my friend Jennifer Garan, and I talked with her. She's a very honest woman.
Mm-hmm.
I told her some my stories and my experience before, so we are very close friends. So before I meet Helen on Wednesday, I talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
She said she could understand what I was feeling, and she could understand what I was saying to her. And I said I was hesitant because I wasn't sure whether I could believe it completely, because I still had a lot of questions. Some questions were answered in Alpha course, but not all.
Mm-hmm.
Then she told me her own experience. She said when she decided to commit to Jesus, she prayed and she said, please help me with my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Please prove me you are true. You know, that's exactly the way I wanted to say to Jesus.
Mm.
And she is a very good Christian now. She said she relied on Jesus. And even her husband were diagnosed with cancer. She was very strong and she kept going through these things. I could see a lot of good parts on her. I was moved and touched. Even I was just to see them. So after hearing what she said to me, I decided immediately. And she cried first. Me too. I couldn't stop tearing. And when I told her I just decided to become a Christian, she was very excited, and she told Helen, you know, we just planned to meet on Wednesday to talk about it, but I had already made that decision. Helen was very excited too, and she was surprised. At that time, I looked back to my life, to this journey. In my inside, I suddenly realized that it's not my work or Helen or Jennifer's work. It was a very perfect plan from God. Even though Christian or Jesus were very new to me before I came here, but it reminded me that I had already heard of him before. Actually, when I was in my high school, I had a classmate sitting behind me. When we wrote something on our yearbook before we were graduated from our high school, that classmate wrote to me saying that, "May God bless you." That was the real first time for me to hear God. Be honest, I felt a little interesting or funny to hear that. But I have to admit that blessing made me very happy because no matter if it was true, I got a really blessing from my friend.
Yeah, and looking back, you can see God's fingerprints on part of your life through different people.
Yeah, that's the first step. The second step is God made me know Bible. Actually, I had a Bible before I knew it. When I worked in Shanghai before I came here and before I got married, I had a good friend or my colleagues in my company. And one day he suddenly gave me a Bible, a mini Bible. Actually, I didn't know what it is, what it talked about. But I did start to read it. I didn't finish, but I knew a little about it. It was interesting, but sometimes it was boring, so I didn't continue. And I didn't know why that friend gave me that Bible, but I didn't know what Bible is, and I knew a little about it. And actually, about several days after I got that Bible, when I came back to my hometown, my mother told me that my grandmother had become a Christian. She was the first Christian in my family, even though my father and my uncles didn't agree her to do that. But I have never opposed her to do that. I supported her. And I knew faith is very important to everyone. No matter he or she is old or young. And I could see Jesus made my grandmother very healthy, very happy, because she lost my grandfather many years ago. But she didn't feel lonely. She is very happy to go to the church. And I think I can see a lot of good things happen on my grandmother. And I had never thought that Bible wasn't useful for me. Even I didn't know why I got it. I read it to my grandmother. And even though I didn't go home very often, but every time I went back, I spent time talking with my grandmother about Bible. So that was the second step God led me to this journey. Although I said it was very new before I came here, but at that time, I realized that he wasn't very new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew some about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already known some good thing happen from him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very perfect plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the last step, I didn't expect that he brought me here. It started from the moment I haven't flied here. It's like everything was planned before I came here.
Yeah.
No.
We all know how God has that perfect plan that
yeah.
He's always unfolding.
Yeah, even after I decided to be a Christian, about 1 week later, Helen talked about baptism with me. I was still hesitant, you know. I felt that I just became a Christian and I hadn't known a lot about it. Could I be a complete Christian or could I be a good Christian? It was a big deal to be baptized for me. But God kept answering me. We read a book together every Tuesday morning. And after we talked about the baptism, I went back home and I read that book. The next chapter we would read next week. In that book, I remember that it said, your job is not to be good enough to be a Christian. Your job is to obedience his commandment to be baptized. After I read that sentence, I felt everything is perfect for me. The time was very perfect to be baptized. And I talked about it with my husband. He didn't say a lot about my decision, or he just said, I support you.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you make your decision, I will support you. And the first week, I became the Christian, he said, if I have time, I can go with you every week.
Hmm.
I felt supported very much.
And that's just a few months ago.
Yes.
Jingjing, I just want to commend you as a husband and as
yes.
a life partner with Fairy. I applaud you for your support of her. I know you're on your own faith journey and you're open to things and open to things spiritual and open to the idea that God loves you and has a plan for your life, but that you're releasing Fairy to grow in her following of mm-hmm. Jesus is commendable and honorable and wonderful. And we hope as you continue to be open to God's leading in your life that he'll reveal himself in such a way that you'll find yourself also falling in love and following Jesus. And as you grow on your faith journey, I'm sure our listeners will be praying for both of you in the days ahead. And I thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your wife and your story with us, and may God's blessings rest on you with your research at the University of Illinois, and Fairy, as you continue on this just couple-month faith journey, that God will continue to reveal himself through his word, through these wonderful Christians that he's brought into your life that have modeled love and care and compassion. And I know that's one thing I remember you praying. He helps us with our dispositions, with us to change. We all have sin or make wrong choices or whatever, and how we get refined and we improve and we get to bless others. And so you're a lovely couple, and I know our radio listeners will be praying for you. I'm hoping that maybe you can join us this Friday for our Genesis study. We'll see how your schedules work out, but everyone, you're welcome to join us this Friday at Judah Christian School. It begins at 6:30, a study of Genesis. And maybe some of you tuned in right now haven't begun your faith journey or are not following Jesus yet. You're welcome. It's a great study. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll have some fun and some fellowship, and we'll look at God's Word. Why is Genesis so foundational for our faith? And so no matter where you're at on your faith journey, come join us. us this Friday night. For more information, call us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, we're out of time. Well, thank you, Jing Jing and Ferry, for being available for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.